This is VOA's Dave DeForest. I recently talked with Alim Saitoff, Vice President of the Uyghur American Association, about the adjustments Uyghur detainees from Guantanamo will have to make as they begin a new life on the Pacific island of Palau. Palau has given them temporary residence in their nation. I asked him what would have happened if the detainees had been forced to go back to China.
If they were sent back to China, the Chinese authorities would accuse them as hardcore terrorists, members of ETIM, then most likely execute them without any kind of protection or a legal due process. The Chinese government labels that group as a terrorist group, and linking all the Uyghur dissent as terrorism with that organization to justify the heavy-handed repression of the Uyghur people.
You are happy that they are not in China, but they have been sent to an island nation in the middle of the Pacific, Palau. Is that a good place to send them? Are you happy that they're being sent there?
I'm happy they are free, and I'm sure they're happy they are free at the moment as well. But Uyghur people live in a very landlocked area, not on an island. So I'm not sure how much time it will take them to adjust island life. I think their primary concern is their legal status in Palau and whether they could permanently stay there, bring their wives.
You pointed out that Palau is a very different place from northwestern China. What are some of the cultural challenges you think they're going to face in Palau?
First, it's an island, so they have to get used to island life. And another, it's a tropical area, I believe. It's very different from East Turkestan, which have four seasons. And besides weather, of course, they have to learn a new language, learn the area, and learn to find a job to begin their new life. And it's everything just start from zero. And it's not very easy after 7 years of incarceration.
Do you think they'll have much problem fitting into a non-Muslim culture?
The Uyghur people have been living with Muslims and non-Muslims throughout history in East Turkestan, so that should not be a problem.
You mentioned their hopes of being reunited with their families. Do you think China is going to let them do that? Some of them still have families back in China.
It is highly unlikely that China will do that because China is an authoritarian country that has been persecuting the Uyghur people for the last 60 years. And one way of punishing Uyghurs who are peacefully against Chinese rule is to punish their relatives. So China may not release their relatives to Palau to have them reunited with Uyghurs released to that country.
Alim Saitoff is Vice President of the Uyghur American Association, an organization that promotes the Uyghur culture and cause in the United States.